So as I say, going to Chinese school, we really, we're just putting in our time. We really weren't learning that much.
I see. You didn't really want to be there.
No, not that you really don't want to, but then it's just you're trying to keep up your American studies, and then the Chinese one, you know, it's just a few hours,
mm-hmm.
and you do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell your father at any time that you didn't want to, or that you wanted to spend more time with
him? Oh no, we enjoy Chinese school.
I see. And so you had no problems, and ninth grade was the last grade, or whatever. 10 years was the maximum that anyone could go.
Yes, that's about it.
Would you say at the end of that time, when you finished your 10 years, what was your Chinese level like compared to say, Chinese back in China?
Oh, it had no comparison. Ours is just
not
a smattering.
A
you're just like
grade.
You're starting, maybe, you know, just starting Chinese. You really don't absorb that much. But then the parents over here hoping that each child will learn a lot of Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, more or less, or as form a basis for their Chinese ancestry, that they do not forget that they are Chinese.
Do you feel that way about your children?
Well, I feel that the ones that are born here definitely should try to, the parents should definitely try to encourage their Chinese heritage and learn something about their mother country.
Yeah. Did you have children?
No.
I'm sorry. I assumed. And do you feel that most people like you, of your background, born here and raised here, have gone to Chinese school, want their children to do the same thing? Or do they just feel it's not important?
Well, I would say a lot of them now, at my age, the people that have children, a lot of them don't even speak Chinese. Very few would be going to Chinese school as we did, because of the fact that they have moved away from Chinatown, and so consequently the friends that they have, they invariably speak English. A lot of them, even though the parents may speak Chinese, they'll answer you in English.
I see. But how about people of your parents' generation? You know, people who came over around the time your parents and have children here, do they all do what your parents did, i.e. send their children to Chinese school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. And whereas those that are born here do not feel that strongly?
No. Because like I say, they have all moved away, and they're, unless you're in Chinatown, then they will make an effort that they do speak Chinese.
Do you personally feel more Chinese or American?
Well, I've always had the more of a stronger Chinese influence.
Mm-hmm. In terms of identity, do you identify yourself as a Chinese or as an American?
Well, yes, you always say you're Chinese American.
Chinese America, but basically America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you say you're Chinese American rather than say you're American Chinese.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the adjective.
Because of my my background, I feel you're stronger in the Chinese thing. However, correctly, maybe it should be American Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But your father and mother, I presume they identified themselves as Chinese.
Yes, because they're born in, mm-hmm. in China, and of course, the mother became a naturalized citizen.
But not your father?
No.
Hmm. What kind of a visa did he have that allowed him to stay here?
Oh, I met him.
Mm-hmm. And when your mother, was she brought you up, did she teach you anything else other than what the Chinese school taught you about the old country, you know, back? Did she tell you, say, you know, stories, bedtime stories about?
Oh, yeah, she's a great storyteller, and she always mentioned the things, her childhood days, and always the Chinese customs of different things.
Did you celebrate Chinese New Year's? And
oh, yes. Oh,
mm-hmm. Were you given the lacy?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you play with firecrackers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, you know, it's all the Chinese customs were presented to us during our childhood days.
Were your parents religious in any sense?
No.
Did they have an altar for their
no.
ancestors?
No.
I see. So, and they never did a bison?
No.
Blessings and all
no.
that? No. I see. Did you become religious later on?
No.
Okay. Did your mother use any Chinese herbal medicine at home?
Oh, yes.
For you or just for them?
Oh, for the various children and for family.
What kind of ailments were treated, do you remember?
Well, that's a minor, because there'd be colds or you have a sore throat and minor, you know, things mm-hmm. that you use herbs in your soup or you have some childhood disease, you know, like smallpox, chickenpox, and there's certain things that you brew in soup form or that you drink.
Did it work?
I would say so, yeah. It's a very simple thing, like, you know, water chestnut and water, you know.
For what?
Measles, I think.
Oh, interesting. Did you ever go to...
I mean, those are just housewives' remedy.
Right. Did you ever go to an American doctor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They took you, or you had to be old enough to take yourself?
Oh, well, in those days... They call the doctor, and doctor comes over, and they make house calls.
Oh.
And at the same time, sometimes you have to go to their office too.
Mm. The doctors they called, American doctors, right?
Oh, yes.
Did the herbalist doctors come over? Or did you ever go see an herbalist doctor? And
well, the parents do every now and then, yes.
Pulse taken.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
They go.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever question what this black yucky stuff was? You know,
no.
You just drank it?
No. You just, whatever you're ailing and then whatever that tea is for, well, you drink it.
I see. Did you personally believe more in Chinese medicine or in herbal medicine?
Well, it's hard to say because sometimes, the Chinese medicine is very good, and if it cures you, that's fine. And then of course, there's something in Chinese medicine. I don't think it will work. American way, I shouldn't say American, but you know, the Western way is better.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up on Sanchez Street. Do you remember what kind of shops were around there, that area?
Well, there used to be grocery store, drugstore, barbershop.
Drugstore, American drugstore.
American Chinese drugstore.
Did they sell herbal?
Herb store.
Oh, they're separate. Herbal stores are separate from
mm-hmm,
drugstores.
That's right. And then there used to be where they weave these cane chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the... curio stores, restaurants.
Mm-hmm. And anything else? Laundry? Mm.
Yes, I guess there are a few laundry stores, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and how many blocks did it go, did it cover that
well,
whole area that were a sort of a Chinese...
Well, actually, Sanchez Street is mostly residential, but then, however, on Los Angeles Street, then there were many stories.
Mm-hmm.
Just within the same block, of course.
Did you ever venture outside of Chinatown? Did you have a car or?
Yes, my dad had a car.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taken to parts and San Francisco, San Diego,
all the way on the car?
Oh, yes.
Oh. When you went to San Francisco, you were, I suppose, you went to Chinatown?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But how about outside, the other parts of Los Angeles, you know, say, Hollywood and whatnot, beaches?
Yes, we went down to the beaches. Hollywood, I guess all over.
Oh, did your parents take you, did you ever eat outside? Or did you always eat at home?
Well, while you're out that far, say on the beaches, or you would dine out, you eat out.
Mm, American restaurants or Chinese
mm-hmm.
restaurants?
American restaurants. Mm.
And were there many Chinese who went, you know, on these outings like you did? Or did most of the Chinese just stay put inside Chinatown?
I would imagine there are a few that would venture off like we did, but then most of them would stay in Chinatown because transportation problem.
They didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very unusual those days to have a car, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know how unusual that is. I imagine.
Did you see many cars?
Oh, there are a few.
Chinese?
Well, my dad always had somebody chauffeur take us around anyway.
Your dad had a chauffeur?
No, not a chauffeur, but took us around. A driver.
Just for that day?
Mm-hmm.
Temporary driver?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Do you remember how much he got his car for and what kind of a car it was?
I don't know how much he paid for it, but he's always had Buick.
Who did it? What model was it? Do you remember which year he purchased it?
No, I have no idea.
But while you were growing up, you had it, you know, when you were a little kid. You remember it?
Well, I remember having pictures taken with the car.
When you were, what, 9, 10 years old, perhaps?
Probably when I was maybe 7 years old, but I don't remember what, you know, but I know that he has a preference for Buick, and of course I think at one time there was a Dodge car too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he kept switching.
Well, as different years,
oh, yes.
You know, your car wear out, then you just like presently, you know,
uh-huh.
You last 2-3 years and that's it.
This is the end of the taped duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Margaret Lee.